There you are.
Yeah, Mr. President. If they're any bigger damn fools than military men, I don't know who they are. Do you?
What's happened now?
Well, you've got to use your brilliant mind to find some way why I don't have to have a general follow me around, a particular general who's got an IQ of about 8. I got rid of most of these aides over here, but I still got one, and he went out to Detroit with me yesterday, presumably to touch to handle the atomic bomb. And he got out there. It seems that on the way down, the pressurization on the Jetstar wasn't as good as it ought to be or something, and they descended, and he got hot and perspiring, and so he got off the plane. He picked out the Herald Tribune, the meanest reporter we got, and told him what a martyr he was, that he had been in the plane, and they asked him who else is on it, so he said the doctor. So now they're making a big issue about these people not being with the president, and if this had happened to the president's plane, the poor president might have died without a doctor being around or something. Much to do about nothing, and I've had to be called and raked over the coals this afternoon, that kind of tripe. And I said, why did you go out and talk? Well, he didn't know why he did, but he just did. Now, the next thing is, they want to know, as a result of his talking again, what's happened to the Honey Fitz. When I came in, I told them I had no need for either boat to take them and put them into use wherever the Navy wanted them to. Now, they won't know where they are. We're going to say here that we do not know, that we have not used them, and when we came in, they asked whether we wanted them docked, and we told them we had no need for them, and when we did have need, we'd call them. Yeah. And that's all we know.
Sure, that's fine.
And I'd be sure to see that the Navy says that they've got them, and they're using them wherever they are using them some way. Don't say they're redecorating them or that they're rebuilding them. Now, the damn fools may say that they're putting a big refrigerator in them for me or something. So be sure that I don't have to do that, but... do you have any idea what they're doing with them?
I know, Mr. President, but honestly, I can't think. I talked to Paul Nitz about it several months ago, and at the time, he and I worked out a reasonably satisfactory plan. I, for the life of me, can't even think what it was. I think they're down in dry dock somewhere. Or I say they. I think the Honey Fitz is. There's another one involved. I don't even remember where it is.
I don't want to appear to be more frugal than somebody else, because I'll be using the ships and I'll be using the boats whenever I have need for them. But I'm having any need this year, and I just told them to get rid of them. And at the same time, I don't want them to say that I'm using them for some purpose. So you just see that Nitzy tells them that they're stored, that they're pulled into wherever they can be used if they're needed, but that we not use them.
I'll look into it right away, and I'll call Paul.
All right. Thank you.